We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a little foggy and typical weather that we've had here all summer long, but that's okay. We're going to have the most beautiful fall that you've ever seen. And with all the rain, wait till you see what the fall foliage is going to be. The mountains are going to be especially beautiful this year because we've had a lot of new growth. There's plenty of moisture in the ground. And normally when that happens, you get more reds, more yellows, more oranges. So be sure that you plan a trip for the foliage this season. Well, the fall will be coming before we know. And right now, we've talked about Japanese beetles, how the beetles are mating. They're laying eggs in the ground. And once the beetle grubs get in the ground, then we start to have animals that will come underground and above the ground. So I've asked John Cutterback to join us this morning, and he's going to tell us what we can expect. David Cutterback, I'm sorry. I guess I got up too early this morning. And Dave Cutterback is going to tell us about some of the animals that live below the ground that feed on these Japanese beetles and what we can do to prevent them from destroying our lawns, and some of the animals that are above the ground that are going to possibly create some problems and what we can do to control them also. So, Dave, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your listeners.
With the arrival of the new beetles, and they're going to be laying eggs in the ground, we can expect some creatures in the ground to come up and feed on them, right?
Well, that's true. And the biggest feeder that actually attacks those beetle grubs are, of course, the eastern mole. And the eastern mole is spread out throughout your listening area. It lives in loose soil, not clay soil. It enjoys moisture. And one reason it enjoys moisture is it brings, moisture is actually good for your grubs, but it's also very good for earthworms. Moles are meat eaters, and they eat the grubs you mentioned, but they also eat a lot of earthworms, which I'm sure you've told your listeners are very good for gardening.
Right.
Moles tunnel through the ground. They live deep, but they tunnel with feeding tunnels close to the surface. And they leave little mounds with holes in them all in your yard. And moles will also go into your garden plots themselves looking for worms and grubs among the roots. Can often cause plant damage, even though they're not plant eaters.
Now, at this time of the year, David, we're not really seeing a mole problem. But as we get into the fall and then during the winter, when the ground's covered, we don't see it, but boy, they are active then. And then when spring gets here, we see the result of it. knowing that we have good soils, we've had plenty of moisture, so that means the earthworm population has probably increased. The Japanese beetle grubs are going to be laying eggs in our lawn, and we have to think of the possibility of the moles moving out of the woods, out of the tall grasses, and getting into our lawns. What can we do this fall to prepare for that?
Well, there are three known methods that are effective for moles, and I'll cover two of them quickly, then I'll talk about what I think is the best one. First, you can trap them. That's, of course, a little bit difficult, takes some effort and follow through. And, of course, it kills the moles. The second would be using a couple of the different baits. Now, baits are a form of poison. If the mole successfully eats the bait, well, you've got that mole. He's been killed. The third method is repelling them. Now, we at EPIC, Enviro Protection, have developed a mole repellent a couple of years ago, which actually has a three-pronged approach to repelling moles rather than just the normal one that other repellents offer. Molescram uses castor oil to coat earthworms and grubs, which are the mole's food, and by taste and upset stomach, discourage them from living and eating in that area. But Molescram also has two natural essential oils added to it, citronella and garlic, which are mole repellents. The moles hate the smell of these two oils by themselves and especially when combined. Molescram is a granular repellent that you broadcast throughout your lawn where there is mold damage and into the edge of the garden too. Just sprinkle it. And when possible, put some down the holes that you see are open, and you will chase the moles out for the season.
Now, when the snow melted and you looked at your grass and it was full of tunnels and full of holes, that's a pretty good chance they're going to come back next year, right?
Absolutely. Now, one thing to make clear, the difference between moles and one other pest that we have running around our lawns is voles. Voles are field mice. In other words, but voles eat vegetable matter. Now, Molescram's not designed for those vegetable eaters. It's designed for the moles themselves that cause the holes. Voles, the field mice, will tunnel through thatch and grass, and you'll often see their tunnels in winter through snow because they're active. Now, the moles come out and actually dig those holes and make the tunnels that you can step on and feel the loose ground underneath. Now, the moles are the ones we're going to stop without question. And as you saw last year, I believe it was last year, you had a warm spell and the moles came out. They are active all year. They don't actually hibernate. What they do is stay deeper when the earthworms are deeper. And if you get a warm spell, that'll activate. When you don't have, frost-filled ground and earthworm activity resumes, even for a short time, the moles are going to come up with a vengeance. Create holes, create tunnels, and this is where Molescram will work.
Okay, so when should we apply Molescram?
It's best to apply Molescram the second you see damage coming. If you see a hole or you see any kind of tunneling activity in your lawn, apply it in the affected area, making sure you're well beyond, we say about 30 feet beyond any holes. That way, if the moles try to tunnel further onward, they're going to be going through soil that smells bad to them. And what we've done is change their environment with a repellent. We've made their food taste bad, we've made their tunnel smell, and we've made the soil they tunnel through very disagreeable to them also.
Okay.
Apply it when you see those mole holes appear. And these are like little volcanoes. They're open at the top. You'll barely see a mole stick its head out. Very unusual to see that. Now, Paul, following what you said as to the season, if you were to apply Molescram as a preventative as you get into the moister and cooler fall months, say mid or late September, when mole activity increases before we get toward winter, you can prevent moles from entering. That's best done by going near the edge of your property and applying a 30 or 40 foot strip of Molescram. Just broadcast it, either use a spreader or you can shake it out of the convenient shaker container. If you've seen moles before and you've noticed where they appear to be coming from the fields or even the neighbors, then apply the protective barrier in advance, and that will stop them from coming in. They'll turn around and say, this is a bad area.
And it will stop them from this, so there's no winter damage at all.
As long as they're not already in there. That's right. Remembering that mole tunnels, their actual burrows, go as much as 2 to 4 feet deep. This is where they live during the winter. They store up some of these worms. And they also, that's where they'll meet, get together and have babies. So even if you don't see holes right away, you may have deeper burrows. That's why I've recommended, if you see damage at the surface, you know you have moles inside your property, apply Molescram by broadcasting and sprinkling throughout the area.
Terrific. Now, how many applications? One in the late summer, early fall will take care of it for the season?
If you're chasing them all out, in other words, that activity has started, if you apply that one application, we've seen it last for more than 3 months. It affects the soil in such a way that they get out. One thing to tell you about moles, Paul, it's very, very important. You'll see a lot of tunnels in those volcano mounds in an area that seems to be infested with moles. That's probably only one mole. Moles have a single...
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 to...
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We are talking with Dave Cutterback from the Deer Scram, Mole Scram company. And this is a company that makes products to prevent problems with animals. And they're all natural, they're all organic, and they work very, very well. We were talking about voles and moles in your lawn, but we're getting kind of close on time. I've been getting some emails, Dave, with people saying that they're having problem with deer and with rabbits. Now that the garden is really getting productive, that the deer are coming in and they're going right through the garden, eating Swiss chard and things like that. The rabbits are coming in and eating green beans. Is there a scram type product that will control the deer and rabbit safely in the gardens?
Absolutely. Deer Scram, our flagship product, is, as you said, all natural, and importantly, it's guaranteed. It's a granular product that you broadcast in a strip around the target plants. What it does is work by smell. It's a very offensive smell to deer, but it's a very natural and organic smell to us. It keeps them away from 7 to 20 feet away from your garden. Best time to use Deer Scram, and especially with fall blooms coming up, is put the Deer Scram in a strip around your edibles, around plants and shrubs, before the deer start nibbling, or stop them with a good heavy broadcast if they've already started. Now, for rabbits, same problem. Deer Scram itself is a good rabbit repellent, but we made it one step better with Rabbit Scram. Again, a strip granular barrier that you simply sprinkle to apply will keep the rabbits out. They hate the smell, If necessary, under heavy rabbit pressure, sprinkle it right in your garden. And you can do the same with deer scram. These are both organic products that actually help provide nutrients to your plants as part of the breakdown biodegrading process. Again, they're guaranteed, and you can find them all on our websites, which are deerscram.com, rabbitscram.com, and, of course, for the mole problems, it's molescram.com.
And all of these products are totally organic and safe.
Yes, they are. The name of the company is Enviro Protection, and that's how we build our products, safe for the environment, safe for your kids, safe for families, pets, and other animals, too.
That's absolutely wonderful. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning and educating our listeners about moles and voles. They're two separate animals, and they eat totally, totally different. And when we get into the fall season, around September, we'll get back in contact with you, and that way you can prepare us for the fall season.
And here's a heads up for your listeners. Vole Scram for those voles is coming. You heard it first, and by next year we'll be able to solve all your problems.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
You have a great
weekend, and we appreciate your valuable time, David.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And happy gardening. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're trying to help you out. Just to let you know, we've been talking about the Japanese beetles earlier this morning. They are coming. They're mating. They're laying eggs, up to 50 eggs per female. And when the Japanese beetles mature in the ground, then you get some underground. Then you get the skunks and the raccoons also. So if you're seeing a lot of Japanese beetles flying around on your flowers, on your vegetables, just be aware of it, and you want to spray to control the beetles. Right now, there is nothing organic to kill Japanese beetles. So go to your local garden center, tell them you have Japanese beetles, and they can sell you products that will work on them effectively. The product that I like the best and is the safest for the bees is made by Bonide, and it's called 8, just like the number 8. Ken Kukurowski talked about 7. Now, 7 is one of the original insecticides that took care of the beetles. He stated that if the beetle is not killed by 7, he could bring it to the hive, and it could affect all the other bees. So stay away from 7. Change the products to 8. It will not hurt the hive. It will not hurt the bees. Okay? No 7. Go to 8. If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil Organica. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Star on the line, calling about lilies.
Star, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Paul.
Hi.
Earlier, you gave me some advice about the bear tree and shrub for the little red bugs.
Yes, for the Asiatic lily beetle.
That worked great. And now the problem that I have, though, is that the lilies have died off, but the bottoms of them have become, the leaves have all turned brown and are drooping. And I'm wondering, should I have treated them with something else, like some type of fungicide, or because it was so wet, or they normally don't look like this, and it's not all the lilies in my garden. It's just
right. It's certain varieties have done it.
Yes, and these particular ones were together in one garden, and so I'm wondering, mm-hmm. do you think it's something that, like, what could it possibly have been, a fungus or?
I think it's more fungus than it is anything else. I love all of the various lilies, and right now I have quite a few in bloom. I have some stargazers, some of the early varieties that have gone by, and I have some of the later varieties that are in buds, but they're still a couple weeks away from blooming, and some nice trumpet ones and a few of the speckled yellow and orange varieties. But I've noticed on the trumpet ones that I'm getting some brown on the lower
that's,
foliage.
It's like, and it's droopy. It's yes, okay. So do you think a fungicide?
Well, we've had so much rain. I mean, if you have a fungicide, then use it. But I wouldn't go out and spend the money on that. The foliage on your lilies are only going to be green for another 4 weeks now anyways. And by the time you hit September, the energy that's in the top part of the plant is going to drain back down into the root system, into the bulb, and be stored for next season. What I would do is I would take my pruners and I would cut back those lilies to remove any possible chance of the lily making a little pod. If your lilies make a pod, that pollen on there could have been anything. And you don't want it to revert to some of the wilder varieties. You want to try and keep it of the same species. So as a general rule, if you can go in there, you can clean them up and just cut the top part of the plant right off. Then the foliage that remains will pick up the energy from the sun, send it into the roots, possibly split the bulb in two and make two new bulbs instead of one. And that way next year you're going to have two stems. But the one thing that I would do after I've pruned them and cleaned them, which I'll be doing to mine as they go by, any of the yellow leaves on the base of the plant, pull them off. Anything that doesn't look good, pull them right off that plant. And that way, you eliminate the possibility of infected leaves making spores that will blow around in the air and infect the foliage above it. And do the same thing with, like, tomatoes. If you have tomatoes and the lower leaves really looking bad, pull those leaves off. And that way, you eliminate some of the sources of potential problems. But you should be okay, and treating it once a year with the tree and shrub totally eliminates the Asiatic lily beetle, which is the main pest. But we've had 20 inches of rain here during June and July, making it one of the wettest seasons that we've had in a long, long time. Plus, we haven't had any heat. Where I live in southern Maine, we've had maybe a handful of days that have broken 80 all year. And with the lack of heat, the lack of air circulation, the amount of cloud cover, the amount of moisture we've had, it's made gardening very, very difficult. So clean it up and say to yourself, next year we get a whole new start. So just do the best with what you have and you should be okay. Thank you, Star. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Walter on the line. He's got a few questions about hostas, hydrangeas, and lilies.
Okay. Good morning. How can we help you this morning?
Hi, good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. My wife actually had me call in and ask you a couple of questions because she was busy. She has, I guess they call them elephant hostas, or they're hostas, I believe.
Yeah, with real big leaves?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
She wants to know when's the best time to split those, if possible.
Oh, you can. You can make a whole bunch of new plants. What you want to do is wait until the kids go back to school in September. So let's say from the 15th of September until the end of October, you can divide hostas of all types, daylilies of all types, and most of your perennials can be divided at that time. And all she would need to do is tell her when she divides it. It's easier for her to dig up the whole plant.
Right.
Bounce it on the ground a little bit so that you can see the stems coming out, and you're going to be able to see the root system. And when she splits it, she wants to have two stems together as one plant. If she tries and divides it so that you get one stem with the roots, it's going to take her 3 years for that plant to really fill in to look good. If she can break it up so that she has two or three plants together in the grouping, she'll have much better results a lot faster.
Now, that would have covered the other question. One of the other ones was splitting it. I guess it's an old-fashioned orange lily. That'd be the same, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
she
cool.
would do it the same thing, and she would do that at the same time. But you got to wait until things cool off a little bit.
All righty. One last quick one. She has a Nico or Nico blue hydrangea?
Yes.
Well, it's not blue. It's white. Can you get it back to blue?
What she needs to do, and you can do this right now, go to your local nursery, and what you want to buy is a product called aluminum sulfate. And aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. It will make the soil around the plant a lot more acidic. And the more acidic, the better the blue coloration will be.
Oh.
And what she would do is she would... You would mix it according to the label. Some of the companies, you can sprinkle it directly on the ground, work it into the soil, and some of the products have to be dissolved in water.
I see.
But that's something that she can do now. And then next spring, as soon as the new growth starts, if she can use some aluminum sulfate, it will make them nice and blue for next season.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Good, great. Thanks for the help. I appreciate it.
You have a great weekend, and get out there and let's make those hydrangeas blue. Bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ann on the line, who's calling about a sedum and also a question about tomatoes.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for
taking
my call.
My pleasure.
What do you want to talk about, the sedum or the tomatoes?
Doesn't matter. You choose
it. The sedum has already sprouted tall buds.
Right.
It's awfully early, isn't it? Can I cut them back and have them come up later?
If you cut them back now, then they will not reflower.
Oh, guess I'll leave them then. Okay.
Yeah. See, normally, by like the 4th of July weekend is when I cut my tall sedums.
Okay.
And that way you get a plant that's a lot shorter, more compact, and it doesn't flop over. Because we had so much cloudy weather, it was stretching for the sunlight, which made it taller than normal.
Right.
And because the days seemed to be shorter due to the lack of sunshine, they set their buds ahead of schedule. And I've got two big, beautiful ones called Indian Chief. They have beautiful pink flowers on them, and they're almost 3.5 feet tall, which they never should be. And if I don't stake them, they will fall over and they'll split apart. So it's a weather related problem. Now,
okay,
what was your
you.
second question?
I guess I won't cut them.
No.
Cut them. All right, the tomatoes are in the earth box. We talked about them when you were in Hyannis.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge. Norm, I had to go out and buy 7-foot stakes for them. However, now that they're beginning to set tomatoes, I'm getting black bottoms on them. And so I had some Fertilome Yield Booster, which has the picture of the tomato rot on it, and I sprayed them some yesterday, but it ran out. I thought I had everything in the nutrients in the kit that would take care of it, including that gray stuff. Is it called dolomite or something like that?
Right, that's a dolomitic lime.
Yeah, but it's supposed to give them enough calcium. But I still have the tomatoes setting the black bottoms. Can I do something about that, or don't I have to do something about it?
Well, it's because the soil is acidic that it's making that. And to be perfectly honest, if you've got a tomato that's got any sign of a black bottom, pull them right off. And that way the energy can be sent to the tomatoes that do not have a black bottom on.
Yeah, I have one decent sized one that doesn't have it, but I've pulled off three or four little ones because they're just beginning to set.
It's just that
I hope I don't lose them all.
This is something that happens when the plants are in stress. And because we haven't had the sun, because we've had so much rain, I was looking at my garden yesterday, and I'm finally getting some height on my tomatoes. I have them in big cages, and my
you
tomatoes.
Need an earth box.
I grow some in an earth box too, but my tomatoes in the vegetable garden are finally reaching 5 to 6 foot, and I know I'm at least 2 to 3 weeks behind. And looking at them in the garden yesterday, I noticed that there's no tomato clusters low in the plant. They're all like 2.5 feet up is the first cluster. And normally I'm getting tomatoes like you a foot above the ground. But because the weather was so wet and so cold, the very first flowers that came out never were pollinated correctly. The flowers fell off, and that's going to eliminate the early tomatoes, because by now you should be picking a few tomatoes. And the biggest one in my garden is probably a tennis ball size, and I don't have many that size. Most of them are like golf balls. The early ones never formed, and that's strictly weather-related problems. So we'll have a lot of late tomatoes. We can make fried green tomatoes and green tomato raspberry jam. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you, or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 31st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $937.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $964, $482 for the half ounce, or $241 for the quarter ounce. That's $964, $482, and $241.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Peggy on the line, and Peggy's calling about bees.
Peggy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. The fellow that mows my lawn left a message last night on my phone that there are bees down by one of my trees in the backyard. They come up from the ground, I guess, and he got bitten twice. What can I use to get rid of them? See, the bees are hornets, he said, he thought.
Yeah, there are some varieties of hornets or bees that will burrow into the ground, and they make their nests underground.
Yeah.
Right now, because we've had so much rain there, the water table is higher than normal, and it's made them a little bit cranky. And I can't imagine why. The thing that you want to do is see if they roughly know where it is. And then these bees, ground bees and ground wasps, are flying around during the day, and at night they spend their time below the ground. So that if you could locate where their holes are during the day without getting them angry, then you could go back at sunset. See, bees and hornets travel with the sun. When the sun is down, they have no idea where they are, and they have to land on a plant, and they have to spend the night there. When the sun comes up, their brain has some type of mechanism in there that they know how to go from point A to point B with the sun. When it's gone, they have no idea where they are. So it's important for them to get back before sunset. If you can find the hole during the day and mark it, then you can go back at sunset when they're all in there, and you can use a regular hornet and wasp spray that you can spray directly into the hole and then cover the hole with a rock or a brick or something like that. And that way the fumes will penetrate the ground, get to them, and destroy that colony of a problem. But during the day, if you can just walk out there and walk slow, if you can spot the location, that would be great. Then you can control it at night. But there's nothing that you can put on there that's going to eliminate it without finding out where they live. Thank you, Peggy. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Blossom on the line calling about Vinca.
Blossom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Last year I pulled out some vinca from the front of my yard, and without thinking, I threw it in the back, and now it's threatening to take over the lawn. What can I use to kill them?
Well, you don't want to hurt the grass that's there.
But so it hasn't gotten to the grass yet. I'm trying to keep it back just by pulling them up, but I can't keep up with it.
Okay, then if you can get a product called Weed Beater Ultra or Cleanup, K-L-E-E-N-U-P, either one of those two will do the job very, very effectively for you. And that's something that you would spray directly on the foliage. Now, Weed Beater Ultra will control broadleaf weeds and not hurt the grass. Cleanup will kill everything that it hits. So if it's in the lawn and you use Cleanup, there's it will kill the grasses as well as that particular plant and a lot of others. Okay, so Cleanup or Kills All, that will wipe it right out. But if it's in the lawn, then you need to use Weed Beater Ultra. Thank you, Blossom. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Erin on the line, and she's calling about orchids.
Erin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I know you have orchids, and I do also. And so far, I've been fertilizing just with a liquid. But I'm going to ask you, what do you fertilize yours with? I have mostly Phalaenopsis.
I use a liquid, but I also use Osmocote. And Osmocote feeds the plant every time you water. You cannot beat it. It's the best product for orchids.